Scientists in California released the results yesterday of an alarming earthquake simulation near Oakland, California. The report by the U.S. Geological Survey predicts that a 7.0 magnitude earthquake along the Hayward Fault would likely kill up to 800 people and cause more than $100 billion in damage. The study says a quake of that size would also ignite up to 400 fires in the Bay Area that could destroy the equivalent of 52,000 homes. Joining us now is David Schwartz. He's an earthquake geologist emeritus at the Geological Survey, and he contributed to this report. David, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So people who live on the West Coast talk about quakes and the possibility of the big one, of course, but this simulation sounds pretty terrifying. Tell us about the Hayward Fault, you know, where it runs, and what makes it so dangerous.
Well, the Hayward Fault is probably one of the most hazardous faults in the country. And the reason is that it passes through the most highly urbanized part of the Bay Area. In the Bay Area, we have 7 million people. 2 million live directly along the fault. The fault's about 52 miles long. And in 1868, the fault produced, we think, a magnitude 6.8, 6.9 earthquake. Of course, there were no seismographs back then. And we've done a lot of study of the fault. And we've been able to work out its history going back about 1900 years. And in those 1900 years, we see evidence of 12 earthquakes comparable to what happened in 1868 or maybe larger. And the last one was 150 years ago. And the average return time or repeat time for these 12 earthquakes is 150 to 160 years. So when we play these kind of average math games, we are right there.
Yeah, the area seems overdue for another major earthquake. And as you point out, 2 million people live on top of the fault. Do you think people underestimate Hayward? Most people know about the San Andreas Fault due to popular culture, but this seems to pose a bigger threat.
Well, I think in reality it does pose a much larger hazard. The ground shaking that the fault will produce when it ruptures will not only be felt in the East Bay and do damage in the East Bay, but will affect San Francisco. And in fact, in 1868, when the fault last moved, it did primary damage in San Francisco because the East Bay was largely uninhabited. And until the 1906 earthquake, the 1868 earthquake was called a big one out here in the Bay Area.
David, this new research by the Geological Survey lays out the damage that could happen because of shaking, because of fire, potential landslides, people needing to be rescued, collapsed buildings. Out of those, what do you think is the biggest risk to life?
I think the biggest risk to life is collapsing of buildings. And we have building codes, modern building codes, that will allow a building to stand and allow you to get out. Really, they're designed to save life. But we also have a lot of older structures. We have unreinforced masonry buildings. We have what are called soft first story, where you have a two or three or four story apartment with a big open space underneath. It could be a garage. And we saw in the Northridge earthquake in Southern California that these soft story buildings just did very poorly. Also in the Loma Prieta earthquake, these buildings did very poorly. And they're distributed throughout the region. So collapse of these soft first stories is really the major, or would be the major, cause of loss of life.
David, you contributed to this report and you helped to analyze the data. You study this stuff for a living. Were you surprised by the results, how devastating this quake could be?
Quite honestly, when I kind of sat down and read through sort of the final results, it's almost depressing. And part of the reason for doing this study is to not only put out these general results to the public, but it's really to develop collaborative efforts between different agencies and businesses. The report sort of has a subtitle, which is We Can Outsmart Disaster. And the idea is to work ahead of time. We know we're going to have the earthquake on the fault. And there are things that can be done in every sector of the region to strengthen the industry. infrastructure, develop communication plans, and do it ahead of time so that when we do have the earthquake, the effects are lessened.
And make a family plan and get an earthquake kit if you're out there.
All of the above, because this would have been a popular myth of, well, you've got to be on your own for 72 hours. But the estimates from this study are some parts of the Bay Area will be without water for 3 months or possibly 6 months. And it probably is going to be worse than what people anticipate.
David Schwartz is an earthquake geologist emeritus at the U.S. Geological Survey. He contributed to a new report and simulation on an earthquake potential on the Hayward Fault. David, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.